And I'm on my son's laptop and I log. I am playing around the screen. So if I look really strange, I'm going to be answering a lot of questions that you have about our closures. So please feel free to throw all your questions into the chat. I'll do my best. Ms. Lipsky here is going to have to support me. She's handled a lot of the dialogue between contact tracing, which in the DOE is the situation room, and the school. So feel free to throw anything into the chat.
Okay, so 今天这个会议呢，其实是解答会议的。如果你有任何的问题呢，有关于我们学校的那个教室关闭呢，麻烦在那个短信那里请留言。然后呢，校长会尽他最大的可能呢，去解答你们所有的问题。还有呢，就是呢 ，Ms. Lipsky 呢也会参与这一次的解答问题，是因为呢，他呢是大多数时间呢，他是跟我们教育局的情况室里面呢去详谈有关于应该要怎么样做的，所以他呢会帮校长呢去就是告诉所有的家长呢是有关于什么情况下才会这么样子做的。
Okay, some things that I forgot to clarify last night. So we keep talking about this room called the situation room. And, you know, the one of the PK mommies asked me, what was the situation room? Assuming that it's a room in the building. The situation room is what the DOE calls their contact tracing room. So whenever this is a suspected case, they do the investigation and they decide what the next steps are. So the situation room is not a room in PS42. It's a number that we call and we actually, you know, it's a lot of phone dialogue. Hui Ling?
Okay. 校长说呢，昨天晚上忘记亲自的解释给所有的家长听呢，什么叫做情况室。然后呢，有些的那些家教会里面的成员呢，他们问就是校长说这个情况室呢，是不是在42小学里面的？然后呢，现在校长跟你们解释，就是这个情况室呢，其实不是在42小学里面的。情况是呢，是教育局的追踪部门，就好像纽约市他们有一个追踪反阳性的新型冠状病毒的那些测验结果，然后教育局呢就把他们叫成情况室。然后呢，每当有任何的一个反阳性的结果出来了以后呢，我们都要打电话给教育局的追踪部门，就是情况室。然后情况室呢，教育局的情况室呢，他们会调查，然后决定我们下一步应该要怎么做。所以呢，就是有很多的那个就是沟通，在这方面呢，有很多的电话我们要打，也有很多的人我们需要跟他们详谈。
Okay, so right now they have identified two positive cases in PS42. There was another big question about why are they reporting only two when there's three rooms closed? So we have three rooms closed, but we have two positive cases.
Okay. 然后呢，我们现在在42小学里面呢，的确是有两个反阳性的新型冠状病毒的结果回来了。然后呢，有些家长他们会提问，为什么呢？只有两个反阳性的，但是有三个教室关门呢？然后我们现在呢，只有两单是两个反阳性的新型冠状病毒结果，而且三个教室关门。
Anyhow, we don't identify the individual to anybody. You also have to understand that we've had random testing on a weekly basis. So the more they test, the more they identify. This past week, we had random testing and everybody's negative. The minute they have a positive result, they contact us. They don't tell us who it is. It's a lot of it's the HIPAA law. The only time we can make a guesstimate is when they start asking us for information about a specific individual. Hui Ling?
Okay. 然后呢，我们呢，其实呢，不知道那个人员是谁，那个成员是谁。然后呢，因为呢，我们呢，就是每个星期呢，都有那个随机的新型冠状病炎测试的。然后呢，如果有任何在我们上个星期也有，然后呢，如果在那个测验当中呢，有任何的一个人呢，他们测验出来是有反阳性的话呢，校长就会收到通知，然后呢，我们也不知道是谁，然后呢，我们会从那个就是详谈的内容里面呢，有可能会猜得出来是谁，可是我们真的不知道是谁。
What definition do what parameters do they use to close a room or a school? So in our case, they use the parameters of more than 10 minutes contact throughout the day, right, Ms. Lipsky?
Consecutive,
Yeah.
10 minutes straight, yeah.
Oh, 10 minutes straight. Less than 5 feet distance. So the parameter that they used is more than 10 minutes consecutive, straight, and less than 5 feet apart.
OK，那他们呢？基于是什么情况下呢？会决定说就是说决定关闭这个教室。然后呢，原因就是如果呢，他们是站在近距离，没有6尺就没有社交距离，而且呢，他们呢站在那个地方呢有10分钟以上，持续的10分钟以上没有社交距离，没是他的社交距离是短过5尺的话呢。就会那个影响到了。
Okay, so another question asked, which is really, really important. Another mother asked, and the PTA has been on board and they've been fielding a lot of questions and sending it to us. Well, was this type of contact with or without mask? And I can tell you that the contact was everybody was masked.
OK，然后有一个家长呢，他问一个问题，他提问一个问题是说呢，在这一个近距离的时候呢，是不是有没有戴口罩？然后校长说呢，是每一个人都有戴口罩的。
So, they don't care whether you're masked or not. That's the parameters that they use. 10 minutes consecutive and less than 5 feet. In our case, that did happen, but everybody was masked. And they just shut down because they want to be really, really careful.
OK，然后呢，关教室的定义呢，就是如果呢，是在就是超过十分钟以上的接触，然后呢，又没有多过5尺的社交距离，然后我们就是这个情况下呢，这个教室里面呢就会关掉了。
So, I can assure you because a big concern was, is everybody okay? The whoever's positive, are they doing well? They are all doing well. They cannot come back into the building until the quarantine period. In many of the cases, it didn't go beyond the two individuals, but the room is shut down because of the parameters that they use, they want to be super careful.
OK，然后呢，昨天晚上也有一个家长问说，那些反阳性的那些人员呢，他们到底怎么样？他们的身体状况如何？然后校长说呢，他可以告诉你，就是说他们呢其实身体上没有任何的大碍，他们不可以回来，是因为他们必须要隔离14天呢，才可以重新再回来的。而且呢，我们的那个所以那个教室要关2个星期。
So many of the things I'm sharing with you were the concerns that the PTA shared with me when we had our board meeting. These are also concerns brought up by the families with children in the three rooms that were closed.
OK， 然后这些呢，校长跟你们分享的这些信息呢，全部都是我们学校的家教会里面的成员，因为他们昨天有开会，他们所担心的事件，而且呢，也是这些问题呢，也是从我们就是关闭教室那个家庭里面的那些家长他们提问的问题。
OK， sorry, lost my train of thought. Didn't have my coffee yet. We were talking about the room closures. Okay, so another big burning question is why didn't they just close the school, Huiling?
Okay, 还有一个呢是最所有的家长想知道的呢，就是为什么他们没有决定把学校给关闭。
Okay, so to contact tracing, those three rooms were closed because the individuals identified remained in that area. I know for a fact that there's a neighborhood school where the building is closed. In that case, it was two positive cases, and through contact tracing, I guess it was determined that because it was not related, because there were different areas of the room, and because there was movement, which, you know, there's movement out of school too. The kids have to go to the bathroom, their lunch has to be served. That in that situation, they had to close the building because through contact tracing, they determined that it was there was movement with those two individuals that tested positive.
Okay. 然后呢，校长说呢，为什么我们学校没有关呢？是因为呢，我们去情况室里面呢，就是教育局的追踪部门，他们就是他们去调查了，然后呢，那些人员呢，都是待在某一个地方里面。他虽然是有走动，可是没有走动的这么厉害。然后呢，就是待在一个地方，所以不需要把整个学校关闭的。然后呢，在我们的那个社区里面呢，有一些学校呢，他们是整个学校关闭。然后他们关闭的原因呢，是因为那两个反阳性结果的那个人员成员呢，他们呢不可以清楚的就是说解释他不可以清楚的知道他们到底是不是待在一个地方，而且呢他们有走动，然后呢他们觉得，而且他们呢这两个反阳性结果的人员呢，他们呢没有任何的连接，那因为他们没有任何的关系，没有任何的连接，所以他们必须要把整个学校给关门关起来，然后进行大扫除跟消毒。
Just to know what your child's school day looks like and how we are doing our best to keep everybody clean. I think this was a big wonder for families also. When your child arrives, they go up a specific stairwell that's assigned to their grade. That really helps with the contact tracing because even when they use the bathroom, they use a specific stairwell. So we know that, you know, if it happened to be someone that an individual that's on the third grade community, it could be teachers or individuals, they use that stairwell. If it's a positive case, we know for a fact that that was the stairwell that was used. It really helps with the contact tracing. So when your child enters the building and we shut the doors, we have Terry who goes around and disinfects all high traffic area. All doorknobs are wiped down, all stair rails are wiped down, bathrooms are wiped down, wherever people enter is thoroughly wiped down. That's the first thing that happens when everybody enters the building and when we lock the doors. That's why for everybody else that's late, the main door is the way to come in because that is constantly being wiped down. Huiling.
Okay. 校长想跟你们讲一讲有关于你们小朋友的这上学的情况，然后呢每一个年级呢都有他们指定的楼梯呢，他们是可以运用来，就是在学校里面呢如果要上厕所都是用同一个的那个楼梯的，然后呢在这个样子做呢可以帮助那个情况室呢去追踪呢那些反阳性的小朋友，这样子我们就知道他们其实呢是走他们指定的楼梯而不是去其他的地方走来走去的，所以这样子可以帮助他们呢去看一看到底需不需要 把整个学校关起来的。然后呢，每当呢小朋友进来了以后呢，对不对？我们的那个清理的工作人员 Terry 呢，他就会拿那个就是那个湿纸巾，消毒的湿纸巾呢，去把所有的把手把手门把手啊，或者是学生拿的那个管管啊，全部都进行消毒。所以呢，为什么每当你们时间一到点的时候，门关起来的时候呢，你必须要走正门，是因为呢门关起来了以后呢，所有的工作人员呢，就是那些清洁的工作人员呢，他们都会进行的消毒那些门把手啊，或者是那个爬楼梯的那个管管，全部都会进行消毒的。
Okay, so lunch is brought up to the floor where your child's at. Everything is packaged. We started having hot lunch on Monday, which is great because everybody's sick of cold sandwiches. Everything is packaged. Everything is packaged in a plastic bag. Your child picks the lunch. That's what they take to their room and they eat at their desk, and everything is discarded back in the bag into the garbage. Whoever's touching the food has gloves on. So you can be sure, like, that's how lunch is served.
OK, 有关于午餐呢，是每一个午餐呢都会送上去他们的那个他那个楼，不管他在几楼，他们都会送上那个楼里面，而且呢他们是单独包装的。然后之前呢是冷食，现在呢从星期一开始呢，他们已经开始呢去给小朋友呢有一些乐食，然后呢那些乐食呢完全都是单独包装的，而且呢小朋友呢他们去选他们要吃的午餐之后呢，拿回去他的教室里面，坐在他的桌子上吃，吃完了以后呢，他们把所有的剩下来的东西都放回那个袋子里面，然后把那个袋子丢掉了。然后呢在准备这些食物的时候呢，所有那些就是厨房的那些工作人员呢，他们完全都会遵守就是干净的条例，就是他们会戴手套啊，所以你在午餐方面你不需要担心的。
OK, at the end of the day, all children are out of the building at 2. All adults are out of the building the latest is 3 o'clock. They start the cleaning and the deep disinfecting. Really?
Okay, 然后放学的时候呢，是每个小朋友呢，他们都会2点钟放学。就是其他的大人呢，其他的工作人员呢，他们都会在3点钟必须要离开。然后他们一走的时候呢，他们就是我们的清洁工作人员呢，他们就会进行就是整理跟消毒。
老妈妈。
Richard Mew.Anyhow, the cleaning means garbage is empty, room is swept, and then we have one specific individual trained to use the electrostatic machine. It's like a backpack, like the Ghostbusters thingamajiggy, and they put it in their back, figure that out, Huiling, and the room is sprayed. The machine is very fast, is very strong. Everything is sprayed, and it's a mist that drops. All the children's belongings are in open baskets, sprayed down, soccer balls, you name it. All paper goods curl, but we don't care at this point. Everything is sprayed and the room is locked and it is disinfected. And nobody else is allowed in the room once it's sprayed. Huiling.
Okay, 然后呢，校长说呢，怎么样是就是什么样是进行完全清理，就是所有的垃圾呢都会被倒掉，而且呢房间呢会被扫了，也会被拖了。然后呢那些工作人员呢，他们有一个很大的仪器是他们背在背上的，然后那些仪器呢就是完全的消毒净化器，就好像你看的一个那个幽灵的那个电影一样，他们背着那个背包去抓幽灵。可是呢，这个是拿来净化跟消毒所有他们应该要消毒的东西。他们就是喷那个东西，那个东西呢就会消毒任何的细菌。然后呢，你们小朋友在学校用的那些材料呢也会被打开，然后他们在喷的时候呢也会进到那些材料里面。你们小孩子的那个足球也是会被清理跟消毒的。
OK, that's deep cleaning. So whether the building is closed or whether the classroom is closed, that is deep cleaning every day. And all weekend. Okay.
不管你是，就是那个就是消毒跟大扫除了。然后不管是每天放学以后呢，还是学校教室关闭呢，他们都会进行这个样子的大扫除跟消毒。
Okay. Families and well, anybody who's affected by the closure gets a call from contact tracing every day to check in. We know pre-K is due to reopen the 22nd, so I'm hoping that I'll see everybody the 22nd. 201 will be, well, they were told they can come back the 25th. I won't be there, neither will anybody else, so we will see them in January. Until then, we will continue to have contact tracing. I can assure you that the nurses are really wonderful. We try to capture the bulk of the school. They say 20%, but the nurses have used every test that they have available. I can tell you that 98% of the adults are tested weekly. About 70% of our children, Olga, if not 80, maybe even close to 90, are tested on a weekly basis. If someone is really scared, they will stop. And we inform the family. But we, I think we're close to like 90% of the students tested weekly so far, right?
I will remind everybody, grades one and up.
One and up. I'm sorry, not kindergarten and pre-K. But 90% of our students from one and up who's in the building, they're tested. And if possible, we actually make it 100%. Adults, we're like 99% tested. Sometimes they run out of time and we miss an individual or two, but we make sure, hey, guys, I need help with my dog. Okay, sorry. So that's where we're at. I don't want to keep everybody on too long.
We didn't translate yet.
Oh, sorry. Whoops. Huiling.
Okay. 然后呢？如果呢，你的小孩子呢是在那个关闭的教室里面呢，你们呢就是这些就是如果有那些情况是呢叫你们去那个居家拘禁的时候呢，你会呢就会收到那个电话，他们会打电话，每天会打电话给你问你的情况，就是那个情况是，然后呢我们的 pre-K 呢，就是 pre-K 呢学前班呢，他们呢会12月22号呢回来学校的，然后201的小朋友呢，他们会12月25号，可是10月25号呢是我们的冬季，所以呢没有学校没有开，所以呢我们会一月份的时候再见到他们。然后呢就是纽约市他们的那个追踪部门呢会每天都打电话给你们的。然后呢还有一件事情就是呢，我们每个星期呢都有那个随机的新型冠状病炎测试，然后那些护士呢他们都是非常的好的，然后这些护士呢他们会尽量把他们所带来所有的那个测验的那个工具，所有的工具都用完了以后才走的。所以呢我们学校有 99% 的大人呢是完全就是被测验的，有时候呢会少一两个是因为他们急着要走，或者是他们已经没有那些测验的那个棒子了。还有呢我们 90% 的学生呢都有被测验，所以在这一方面呢你是不需要担心的。
We will actually try to post both audios this time, Ms. Lipsky, right? Because well, we address the same concerns, the concerns about the school closure. But yeah, do you have any questions? This is the first time I have no questions on the chat.
Okay, 家长们，你们有没有任何的问题？你们想问有关于今天这个会议，或者是教室关闭？
Anyhow, no, I'll do. Anyhow, any questions, families? Oops,
有没有任何问题
？You can unmute.
你可以把静音开起来了，不需要静音了，可以提问。
I mean, I hope this is helpful.
给校长，希望这一次的那个会议呢，可以就是解答一些你们有的问题。也可以帮助你们更加理解情况。
Okay. Listen, have a good day. Stay safe. Not a real snow day because we have to teach and learn, but you know, try to relax. We'll be okay.
Okay, 校长说祝你们有一个愉快的一天。虽然今天呢不可以算是就是学校下雪的一天，因为呢就是关闭的一天，因为呢小朋友还需要学习，老师还需要教书。然后呢，他们希望你们可以继续的保持安全跟健康。